This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prep with Mike. Thank you for your support. If you know anything about history, you may know that it was the invention of the musket rifle that really created freedom around the world and led to many people, including, you know, modern day America, being able to break apart from the tyranny of kings who used to control and dominate all the weapons of their day. You know, it's the concentration of firepower in the hands of the few, i.e. the government, that always leads to tyranny and genocide, war, mass killings, what we call democide, D-E-M-O-C-I-D-E, democide, the killing of people by governments. And it was the invention of really the mass production of the rifle that allowed citizens to be able to defend themselves and sort of balance out the power, and it led to more freedom, individual liberty, and bringing down tyrannies. Well, the greatest, I mean, that's one of the greatest inventions in the history of the world, but now we're seeing a new revolution in gun manufacturing that also has the potential to cause a global outbreak of freedom. And that is the 3D printed gun. 3D printed guns are liberty tools. They allow citizens to create their own firearms to rise up against tyrannical dictatorial government regimes that always maintain a monopoly on firepower. This is why governments always want people to be disarmed so that the people can't fight back. And this is why America's founding fathers, of course, created the Second Amendment in the Bill of Rights. The Second Amendment is not about hunting. It's not about firearms collecting. It's about shooting tyrants. That's its purpose, to allow the citizens to have the firepower to shoot tyrants and to thereby defend themselves against the rise of tyranny. The government should always fear the people. That's the only way government is kept honest. Now, 3D printing plans to revolutionize this all around the world. So here in this podcast, in the next few minutes, I'm going to cover some of the recent breakthroughs and advances in 3D printing. And I'm in the process of experimenting with some of these things I'll mention here. I'll be filming videos on them and showing those to you. Right now, I don't have all the finished pieces that I'm going to sort of mention here, but this is an early look at what's happening. So there's a carbon fiber filament from a company named ColorFab. That's F-A-B-B, ColorFab. They have a filament that's called, it's a polyamide carbon fiber filament. I think it's like PA-CF. And when you print something out of this filament, it has the strength and durability of solid nylon, which is incredibly hard. That's what they make like joint replacements out of, and many, many prosthetics and so on. Solid nylon, I don't know if you've ever messed with it. It's incredibly durable, but it's even reinforced with carbon fiber. So these pieces can make incredible firearms parts. You can print out AR-15 receivers with this material, but you need a special print head. And so the print heads, because this carbon fiber filament is so rough on print heads, it'll tear up a normal print head in no time. So you have to have a special print head called a hardened steel print head. Well, the Lulzbot company, that's L-U-L-Z-B-O-T, lulzbot.com, they've just come out with two print heads that are hardened steel print heads. One of them is a 0.8 millimeter diameter head, and it can run that ColorFab carbon fiber filament. You can then use that to print receivers for firearms. You can literally print out parts that you can use combined with other steel parts that you can buy off the shelf to make, for example, an AR-15 rifle or to make a pistol. Lots of different parts that you can print, including receivers for like the Ruger 10/22. And I always encourage people, keep it legal. This isn't legal to do in New Jersey now because New Jersey passed a law recently to try to control 3D printed guns. Now that's being challenged. It might go to the Supreme Court, might be overturned, who knows? But in the meantime, you know, check your local laws, keep it all legal. It has been legal under federal law to manufacture your own firearm for since forever. As long as you're not making them and selling them to other people, you're not a firearms, you know, dealer, that requires a special FFL license and so on with ATF. But to just make your own personal firearm using a 3D printer is legal almost everywhere in America. So check your local laws and keep it legal. Nevertheless, this technology is revolutionary. So you can download the plans of what to print from a group called FOSCAD, FOSSCAD.org, FOSCAD.org. And there you can download a massive file collection of many, many different designs of 3D guns and printed receivers for AR-10s and AR-15s, different pistols, different, like the 10/22 rifles. You can even download plans for printed hand stops and magazine parts and all kinds of things. It's a big library. And you can print those yourself. And if you're using a very tough filament like this carbon fiber filament, these are durable, usable, functional parts. They're not just cheap plastic parts that break the first time you use them. They can withstand a lot of abuse. Now, of course, for a rifle, because of the chamber pressures, you still need a steel barrel, and you still need a steel bolt carrier group or BCG, because there's a lot of pressure on both of those parts. Obviously, that's where the bullet explodes. But barrels are being made lighter now with carbon fiber laminating or sort of coverings. So even the barrels are using less steel now than what they used to use because of carbon fiber. Over time, the printing technology will probably at some point allow you to print entire, like every part on a gun. The barrel, the bolt carrier group, the bolt itself, the bolt head, all that stuff. That's pretty cool information there. That's good stuff to know. And because again, this supports liberty and freedom. This helps people be free. This helps people around the world overthrow tyrannical regimes like North Korea. Wouldn't it be awesome if the people of North Korea had, you know, 1 million firearms and they could just rise up and overthrow their corrupt, evil regime and just establish freedom? Or the people of China, for that matter, right? Oh, they'd need more than 1 million guns, though. they need several million. The point is, you know, guns in the hands of citizens create free societies. Guns in the hands of government create tyranny and communism, often. Now, on the CNC milling side of things, the Ghost Gunner machine, which you can buy at ghostgunner.net, I believe, they now have a new jig to allow you to mill out it's called a Polymer 80 pistol frame. So you can buy an over-the-counter pistol frame that is 80% done, and you have to mill it out, and the Ghost Gunner machine can do the rest of that milling, but you got to have the right jig. A jig is like a template that you sort of screw down, you latch in the Polymer 80 gun frame into this jig, and you attach the jig to you put it into the Ghost Gunner machine, and then basically you hit go, and it mills out the parts that need to be milled out, and then you build up the rest of the gun using typically Glock parts. So you basically are building your own Glock, and it's off the record. You didn't need an FFL check or anything like that, or an FBI check. Now, again, keep it legal. If you're a felon and you're not allowed to own firearms, don't do this. But if you're a citizen who can own firearms and it's legal in your state, this is great technology. This is good to know about. Because when the tyrannical left-wing regime comes to confiscate your weapons, they don't know that you made these because there's no record of it. You see? That's why it's so good to make these. Make them and hide them. I mean, like, make them and bury them and have them on hand. Because this could save your life one day in some kind of a communist revolution attempt by the radical left. Being able to make your own guns, that's a game changer. So you need a Ghost Gunner in order to do the milling, and you can also mill out AR-15 receivers out of aluminum. So you can buy what's called 80% receivers online, and you can turn them into working AR-15 receivers, and you build up the rest of the parts. You know, you add the barrel, you add, you know, all the parts, the trigger group, the trigger, the safety. You know, everything, the buttstock, the whole deal, and then you have a working AR-15 rifle with no serial number, and it's legal. Yeah, in most states, again, not in New Jersey. This is game-changing technology. So there's both 3D printing, which is the Lulzbot, and the filament. That's, you know, an additive manufacturing process. It builds it up layer by layer on a print bed, And then there's milling or CNC machining, which is it removes material from an object. So it's milling out the aluminum or milling out the polymer material in the polymer 80 pistol frame. Both of these technologies are very useful, and that's why I own both of these systems. And I experiment with both of these systems because I want to make sure I've got a handle on this technology. And so far, I've been making guns out of the Ghost Gunner, and they work great. Flawless. No problems whatsoever. And just super easy. I mean, as long as you have a little bit of mechanical skill, you do need, I mean, to build up an AR out of just a block of aluminum, essentially, you need some mechanical skills, but it's just step by step. You know, it's not that difficult. I mean, maybe it's difficult for a liberal, which is a good thing. They don't seem to be able to know how to change a car tire, so they won't be able to make guns. That's kind of a good thing. But real people with real world skills, i.e. conservatives, they'll be able to make these guns no problem. And that could make the difference in the next civil war. So check out this technology. Use it if it's legal in your area. Make your own firearms. Learn how to do this. Get the equipment. Get the 3D printer. Get the print head. Get the filament. Get the Ghost Gunner. Get the jigs that you need. And use this technology. It could save your life. It could save your nation. And thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Read my website, guns.news, and take care. When you support us, we keep fighting for America. We keep fighting for your liberty, fighting for your natural health, for disease prevention, for education and knowledge about how to be healthy and how to live a productive, happy life. Support us at healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 products, lab tested, clean, ultra clean, the cleanest offered anywhere in the world. Healthrangerstore.com. Check it out. Support our mission and help enhance and protect your health at the same time.